Okay, today's daf is Bab Metzia, daf Hey. We left off on daf Dalet Amid Beis. We were in the middle of discussing the sugya of Makif V'Nikif. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah. If a person has fields that surround another person's fields, and he builds walls around three of those, around three sides of the Nikif's field, so the halacha is you can't be Mechayev the Nikif to pay for anything. Because, after all, his field is not protected if he only has walls on three sides. But if the implication of the Tanakhama is, if he goes and builds a fourth wall, then we are Mechayif him. And Rabbi Yossi says, Im Amad V'Gadar Saravius, Megalgalin Alav HaSakol. If someone builds a fourth wall, we're Mechayif him everything. So obviously the question the Gemara was dealing with is, what exactly do the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi disagree about? Tanakhama strongly implies that if a fourth wall is built, he has to pay. And Rabbi Yossi also says, explicitly, if a fourth wall is built, he has to pay. So most of the answers to that question of what they're arguing about focus on the word hakol. That Rabbi Yossi didn't just say he pays, but he said megalgulin alav es hakol. So it seems that he's paying a little bit more. So yesterday we did the first two pshatim in what Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi are arguing about. The first pshat was that Tanakhama holds that yes, he has to pay, but only for the cheapest type of wall, regardless of what type of material was actually used. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, he pays for the material that was actually used. If they used expensive bricks, so he has to pay for expensive bricks. The second pshat in what they were arguing about was that the Tanakhama holds that you don't even have to pay the amount of money that it costs to build a wall. All you have to pay is what we call agar netira. You have to pay the amount of money it would cost to pay a watchman to stand by the field, which is significantly less than the amount of money that it costs to construct the wall. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to pay the amount of money that it would cost to construct a wall. What kind of wall? Whatever the cheapest wall would have been, not what was actually used. That's pshat number two. We are now up to pshat number three in the machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the page toward the end of the line. It could be that they're arguing about paying for the first three walls. Tanakhama savar Rabbi Yossi diyavlei av rishona shniyo shlishis lo yahivlei. Tanakhama will say he'll have to pay for the fourth wall once that fourth wall is built, but he will not have to pay for the first three walls. Rabbi Yossi savar rishona shniyo shlishis nami yavlei, and Rabbi Yossi says he would have to pay for the first three walls as well, not just the fourth wall. So the obvious question is, what's the svara of the Tanakhama? Why would you have to pay only for the fourth wall and not for the first three walls? If after all, the first three walls are protecting him and helping him just as much as the fourth wall is helping him. So says Tosfos, Shniyo Shlishis Lo, Omeri Dehainu Taima, De'inlecha Adam, Shelo Hayim Esayei L'Revias, Almanashe Gadur Midal Ruchosav. There's no clear umdina that a person would be willing to pay for four walls surrounding his field. But there's nobody that would blink an eye about paying for only one wall, almanas, that he's going to be completely surrounded by walls. So if this person would realize that by paying for only one wall, he would have walls around all four sides, he would for sure be interested in such a deal, and therefore he's going to be chayiv to pay for that. But to be mechayiv him to pay for all four walls is unfair. It could be he didn't really want all four walls. He only wanted the fourth once the first three were there. Ubekundrus Pirush Parashi says a different pshat. Rashi says the first three walls were built, and Beis Din determined that he didn't have to pay anything. So because once the first three walls are built, you don't have to pay anything. Only once the fourth wall is built, you have to pay something. So Beis Din is not going to go and revisit the issue and change their mind and say, now that a fourth wall was built, now you have to lemafreya go and pay for the first three walls. Beis Din is not going to say anything. He's not going to go and revisit a psak that already was established in Beis Din. Hagah, but says Tosos, Ksas Kasha, Din Kain, Gambir Revius, Yotze Zakai, Atefach Achron. Is it true that you're only Yotze Zakai on the first three walls? You're really Yotze Zakai on the fourth wall as well, until that last Tefach that brings it up to the proper height. So maybe you should only have to pay for that last Tefach. I mean, Tosos says, Bishlam, Lididi, if you hold like me that the reason you pay for the fourth wall is because everybody would be happy to pay for a fourth wall, Almanas, that they're going to be surrounded, so I understand that the Nikov is going to have to pay. for the entire fourth wall. But if you're going to say that the reason you pay for only the fourth wall and not the first three is because you were Yotzei Zakai Bebezdin on the first three walls, well, you Yotzei Zakai Bebezdin on the fourth wall also until the very end. So the Rashash points out that there's a difference between, to answer for Rashi, there's a difference between actually being Yotzei Zakai Bebezdin and possibly being Yotzei Zakai Bebezdin. Meaning we look at it in intervals of when, meaning once the first three walls were built, so there was a stop, there was a pause in the action, and then the guy comes to Bezdin, and Bezdin says, you're Pater, you don't have to pay anything. But in the middle of the construction of the fourth wall, there was no diyun in Bezdin. It's not normal to have a diyun in the middle of the construction of a wall. Afterwards, maybe you'll have a diyun in the Bezdin. So Yotzei Zakai Bebezdin, Rashi may hold in a very literal way. Not that it could have been Yotzei Zakai Bebezdin had anything happened. Or it could be we only look at it, even if it is in a non-literal way, maybe we only look at it in intervals of that make sense, where a person would likely go to Bezdin, which is after the completion of the construction of a wall. Okay, fourth pshat in the Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Iba Yesema Makif and Nikif Ika Benayu. The Tanakama Sover Taima Da'ama Nikif, the Megalgulin Olava Sakal. Tanakama says, yes, the Nikif has to pay for the wall, but that's only if he's the one that built the fourth wall. Because now he's showing that he was happy with the first three walls, so now he's going to have to pay for everything. Aval Amad Makif, Eino Nosin Lo'el Demei Revius. But if the Makif is the one who built the fourth wall, yes, the Nikif will have to pay, but only for the fourth wall, not for all four. Rabbi Yossi Savar Loshna Nikif Loshna Makif. Imamar V'gadar Megalgulin Elav Asakol. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't care who built that fourth wall. Once that fourth wall is built, the Nikif is going to have to pay for all four walls. So that's the Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. And again, where Rabbi Yossi is more Machmir. Lishna Achrina, and this is the final, the fifth pshat of the Machlokas, and this is the only pshat of the Machlokas where Rabbi Yossi is not more Machmir in terms of what the Nikif is going to have to pay. Makif and Nikif Ikabinayu. That again, the Machlokas is about the Makif and Nikif. Tanakam is over im Gadar Makif as a Revius Nami Yahivlei. Tanakama holds that even if the Makif is the one that built the fourth wall, still you pay for it. Rabbi Yossi, Sovereign Rabbi Yossi says, no, im ama nikif v'gadar sarvias hu diyayivlei, the goli daite denichalei, that it's only if the nikif builds the fourth wall, that's when he's going to have to pay. Avlim gadar makif lo yavlei midi, but if the makif is the one that built that last wall, then you wouldn't have to pay for anything. So the fifth pshat is essentially the reverse of the fourth, where you have Rabbi Yossi saying that you're only going to have to pay if the Nikif is the one who himself got up and built the wall and is therefore megala that he was interested in the wall. Says Tosos, Rabbi Yossi sav Ramama Nikif v'gadar servius, afal gavdat hashta hayo machmir. Even though until this point, every single explanation of the Machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi was always the one who was more Machmir. Kedemash Malishna, the Megalgulin Olav Esakol. And there's a reason why we're always assuming he's more Machmir. Because the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is not just that he pays, but Megalgulin Olav Esakol, which makes it sound like he's paying more. Lahach Lishna Olav Yahachi, the Lashon im Amad, Mashman Nikif. This lashon isn't focused on the word hakol; it's focused on the word on the words im amad. Now, what does Rabbi Yossi add? That im amad v'gadar sarvius. What does amad imply? Amad implies someone who wasn't doing anything until now, meaning the first three walls were all built by the makif, right? So then, amad v'gadar sarvius. Amad is the guy who hasn't been doing anything. That's the nikif. It's only if the nikif gets up now and starts building. That's when we're going to be Megalgul and Allah Vesakal. That's when we're going to have to pay for everything. So this fifth answer is focused on the words Im Amad as being the key to the difference between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi rather than the word Hakol. Okay, says the Gemara's story. Runya, Akfe Ravina Me'ar Baruch Hosav. Runya was surrounded by Ravina on four sides, meaning Runya had a field, Ravina owned fields on all four sides of Runya's fields. Amrlei havli kama degadri. So Ravina wanted to get paid for the wall that he put up between his field and Runya's field. So he said, give me the money that you owe me for the wall. Give me how much the wall cost to build. Right, says Rashi, havli kama degadri, kirafuna libid Rabbi Yossi, damra kolofi mashagadar. Meaning, within those five shittos of what the machlokas was, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, The first explanation was, Rav Huna's explanation of the Machlokas was, that the Tanakama holds the Nikiv only has to pay for whatever the cheapest wall would cost, and Rav Yossi says, no, you have to pay for whatever kind of wall he built. So Ravina says to Runya, I assume we passed in like Rav Huna's understanding of Rav Yossi, and therefore I want you to pay for what I built, for the cost of the wall. Lo Yahivle. Runya said, no, he didn't pay him. So he says, okay, havli lefi kanam bzul, at least pay me according to the Tanakama's shita within Rav Huna, right? Pay me for the cheapest kind of wall. Or that could be several, if it's the Tanakama within Rav Huna, or it could be who was the other shita? Lechia Barav within Rabbi Yossi, right? That you pay for Dmei Kanam Bezul. So Lo Yavle, he didn't give that either. So he said, okay, Havli Akar Netirusa. At least give me the Rabbi Yossi shita within Tanakama shita within Chia Barav, right? That you just pay for the Agar Netirusa, for the amount of money it costs to hire a watchman to watch over the field. Something! Lo Yavle. He didn't give him anything. Yomachad have a Kagada Dikli. One day, Runya was out in his field and he was dealing with his dekel trees. Amrle Larise, so Ravina said to his aris, Zil Shakal Mine Kivur Dahini. Go into Runya's field and go grab a cluster of dates from his tree. Azala Suye Rama Bekala. So as he was going into the field and he was about to steal some dates, Runya starts screaming. He starts yelling at him. Right, says Rashi, Garbo Runya Barisi de Ravina. Runya started screaming at Ravina's aris. Amrlei, so Ravina jumps out and says, aha! Galisa Daitach de Menach Nichalach. I see you like having protection around your field. You don't like people running into your field. You were just megalodas that you're not comfortable with the fact that anybody could just come into your field, and you need the walls. Lo yehayali izabi alma mila bayna tirusa. Even if it wasn't a person that was coming to steal, it was just a goat that was coming. Even if you're not afraid about ganavim, you still have to be careful. Even a goat could have walked into your field and taken anything, and you still need some sort of protection. So, okay, I don't know what kind of protection you need. Maybe you don't need the most expensive protection, but you would need something to protect you from at least little animals, farm animals walking into your field and taking things. Amalei izabi alma lechliyibai. He says So he says back to him, a goat is not gonna come to eat. Amarle velo gavra bas to michlila, but aren't people gonna want to come to eat? Meaning, don't you need a person there to yell at the goat? Right, velo gavra bas lachli. It says Rashi lahazik veligor behen. When a goat walks in, you at least need a person standing there to scream and to say get out. So granted, you don't need a fence or whatever. All you need to do is yell to get the goat out. But you at least need someone to be there to yell. So at least you should have paid me, Agar Netirusa, at least you should have paid me the amount of money it cost to have somebody stand there to yell. Asal Kamei de Rava, they went to Rava with this din Torah. Amalei zil paisi b'maydi fayis, v'ilo da'inan melachdina krafuna libdar b'yelsi. And Rava said to Runya, listen, you better pay him whatever he's willing to take from you. If he's willing to take Agar Netirusa, grab it. Because if you don't, if this actually comes to my psak halacha, I'm going to paskin like Rav Huna Alibid Rav Yossi that you have to pay for the actual expense of the wall. And if you went through the expense of paying for an expensive wall, you're going to have to pay for all that. So it's much better for you to just pay for, if he's willing to take Agar Netirusa, so take that. You'll be in your best interest. So one issue over here is the Rishonim will ask. Then Gemara Mitzia Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemara says that it's Asr Ligzal Al Manas Lamekat. You're not allowed to steal Al Manas to pay back. Right? So if you're not allowed to steal Al-Manas to pay back, what was Ravina's heter? To send his aris into Runya's field to steal something? So granted, he didn't want to keep it, he just wanted to make a point with it. Ligzal Al-Manas to make it. If you're stealing for a joke, you're stealing because you just want to borrow something for a little bit, it's all asir. So how is this mutter? So the Ritva's mitarets that these payros were omdim lihimacher, and they already had a set price, and when the payros already have a set price, and you know that the guy wants to sell them, then you're allowed to steal al manas l'shalim. You're allowed to steal al manas to be the one to pay that price, because he's more than happy to sell it to you. He would sell it to anybody. The price tag is already on it. So if you're doing an al manas l'shalim, you'd be allowed to do it. Also, Ritva says that when you're doing this in order to to get something that you're entitled to min hadin, then it would also be mutter. The Rabbeinu Gershom in the margin over here writes that when Ravina's aris came into the field, Runya was Rama Kala Garbo Shalo Yiga Bitamarim. It wasn't that he had taken the tamarim and he was on his way out and then he started screaming, right? The Rabbeinu Gershom in the margin says Garbo Ba'os aris Shalo Yiga Bitamarim, that he should not touch the tamarim. If that's the case, it's possible to say that Ravina never sent his aris to steal. He sent his aris to look like he's going to steal, meaning just make it look like you're a ganav coming into the field, just to get him to react. As soon as you get the reaction, we're good to go, right? Once you got the reaction out of him that he got upset, so then you're fine. Then the point is already made. Fine. Says Gemara, another story with Runya and Ravina. Runya's of an ara amitzra de Ravina. Sava Ravina the Sluke Mishum Dina de Bar Metzra. Runya bought land right on Ravina's border. Now Ravina wanted to throw him out because of Dina de Bar Metzra. The halacha is if your neighbor is selling land, he's got to come to you first so that you can have the possibility of expanding your own karka in one area rather than buying land in different locations. Much easier to have one large chunk of land. So once Runya bought the land right that was neighboring Ravina's land, Ravina wanted to throw him out because Ravina never had the opportunity to purchase that land. And he wanted the opportunity to purchase that land. So Amrle Rav Safar Braid Ravyeva La Ravina, Amri and Chi, so Rav Safar Braid Ravyeva said to Ravina, you know what people say, Arba al Itzala, Arba al Itzlala, and therefore you shouldn't throw him out of the land. So very difficult phrase to understand. Arba al Itzala, Arba al Itzlala. So there are no less than five pshatim on the page of Gemara printed in terms of what Arba al Itzala, Arba al Itzlala means. There are three pshatim in Rashi and two additional pshatim in Tosfos. Says Rashi, Arba al Itzala v'dalu l'tzala, ani shamati tzala ratzan ani, utzala ratzan ashir. They're both shoemakers. Atzala and Atzala are both shoemakers. Difference is, the shoemaker with the extra lamed is the rich shoemaker. The tzala is the poor shoemaker, the tzala is the rich shoemaker. So what's he saying? Mekach amar lo, Arba kikaros tzrichon ratzanani l'ma'achalos beso liyom k'moshe tzrichon la'ashir. The poor shoemaker and the rich shoemaker both need to eat the same amount of food. Their families both need to eat the same amount. V'ze anihu. And he was telling Ravina, look, Runya's an ani. V'tzarech la'asad l'parnasa. He needs his field for parnasa. U'kshem sh'atom lo estalik me'alai b'dinu de bar metzor mishum v'azisa yashav atov. Kach ani omelach ha'say yashav atov la'ani zeh v'altasalkehu. Just like you're going to come with the taina that you have dinu de bar metzor, which is all based in v'azisa yashav atov. Well, you should do Yashav Atov by him. Nebuch, the guy's an ani. He could use whatever parnasi he can get. He needs to eat also. So you should do Yashav Atov by him and allow him to keep the field. Tosfos quotes that day of Rashi. If you look at the top of Tosfos, Pirsha Kuntros, Maksha Rabbeinu Tam, Ha'ein Merachim in Bedin. Well, you should just have Rachmanas on the guy. We don't have Rachmanas when it comes to Din, when it comes to Din Imamnas, to have a whole Din Torah based on Rachmanas. So, Va'od, the Kamar Savar Ravina Lusluke Mashma Shetah Ravina. Furthermore, the implication that Ravina wanted to fire him implies that Ravina made a mistake. That Ravina, not fire him, that Ravina wanted to get him out of the field implies that Ravina made a mistake. According to this, Ravina didn't make any mistake. It was just that he told him that he was advised that maybe you should be Golifnimi Shurasadin over here. But he didn't make any mistake. He's absolutely entitled to get rid to Taina Din de Bar Metzra. Va'on Mashayach Kan Hai Maisa Imishim Dairi Bravina Verunya Lysinami Maisa Dama Kabel. And also Tulsa says, why are we quoting this story here? What does it have to do with anything? Din de Bar Metzra, that's not what we're talking about in our Gemara. We're talking about Makif Nikif. So why are we even quoting this story over here? And if you're going to tell me, well, what do you mean, why are we quoting it? It's a story about Runya and Ravina. So once the Gemara a lot of times does that. The Gemara sometimes will say a statement of a certain Amora and then quote 12 other statements that Amora made throughout Shas. So here also, Runya Ravina, so we quote another story of Runya Ravina. So Tos says, no, because there's a third story of Runya Ravina that we don't quote over here. We just had a Maseches Bava Metzia, a story where Runya was the sharecropper of Ravina, and Runya wasn't doing a very good job, so Ravina fired him, and Runya said, hey, I want my job back, it's not fair, and he fired me without any warning. And Runya was told, no, this is one of those professions where you can be fired without any warning. Right there, a list of whatever it was, four or five professions that you're allowed to be fired without warning, and sharecropping is one of them. So that's why Runya was fired. But the point is, says Tosos, if we're just exhausting all the stories of Runya Ravina, maybe we should have mentioned that one as well. So Tosos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Rashi doesn't like Rashi's pshat for another reason. It says Rashi, Vayter in Rashi, back in Rashi, V'yesh l'gamgem da or korei tzala v'lo ratzan. Rashi says the truth is, tzala is not the shoemaker, tzala is the leather that you make the shoe with. K'damrin balma, my dargish arza the tzala. A dargish is a bench made of leather. Va'omer ani, so says Rashi, I have a different pshat. Runya ratzan haya, v'nosin oros la'avdanin, lasos mehenim min alin l'mochrim b'shuk. Runya was a shoemaker, so he would take hides of animals and he would give it to leather tanners to tan the hide, and then he would use that leather and make shoes to sell. The kachamelor of Safla Ravina. So Rav Safra says Ravina, ha'ani zeh schara muat. His profit margin is so tiny. Shehud tzarek litin schar harbe la'avdanin. He has to pay these tanners. Like, you don't realize what his expenses are. You look at him, he owns a shoe store, he's selling shoes, he's making money. But it's not true. You know what his expenses are? In order to get all the hides tanned properly, costs a lot of money. Damri inchi, you know the expression people say, arba zuzi l'tzarek mekach ha'orva, arba zuzi l'schar ha'avdanin. It costs four zuz to buy the leather, and then four zuz to have the leather tanned. V'hainu tzlala, and that's the tzlala. L'fichach ha'sei yashar v'tov v'tivo sadizul parnasas bayis beso. So therefore, do the nice thing, and let him keep this field so you can have some parnasa, because shoemaking is not really a very good parnasa, because of arba l'tzala, you have so many expenses in shoemaking. Third pshat, v'linira, says Rashi, dalid l'tzala, dalid kikaro, tzarek la'avdanani, v'dalid l'tzala k'mokein, dalid l'tzarek avdanashir, that a tanner, whether he's poor or rich, is going to need four kikaros. Umashal who connected Runya, and it was just a mashal of Runya. It was a mashal that he was giving him. Shailo sada achas betoch sada shal Ravina. The Ravina's got all these fields. Runya's got one field. Kedar Malel, the Ravina akfe me'abar ruchosav. And this relates to the story we just quoted. It relates to the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara was that Runya was surrounded by Ravina on four sides. So Ravina had four times as many fields as Runya. Va'achshav kanalo sada etzel metza Ravina. And now Runya buys a field next to one of Ravina's fields. Umafsik sada Ravina ben sadosav. And Ravina's field is right between Runya's two fields, right? Because Ravina surrounds Runya on four sides. And Runya buys one field on the other side of Ravina's field. Varmale Rav Safla Ravina sheyasa yashav atov laniach l'Runya osa sada, it should be, right? To leave that field for Runya. Da'achshav yelo shnayim shekemo shetzarek shmiru shneisa shetzarek gamken la'echad. Mikam and Dvar, Mitzias Echad, Meruba, Mitzias Shnaim, and Nimsa Runya Mistaker. So he said, do him a favor. Look, you're such a rich guy. You have so many fields. Can you just let him have this one? He needs something in the neighborhood. His only field that he owns is right here in the neighborhood. So be nice to him. Do him a favor. So some of Tosa's kashas are kashas on all three Pshatim of Rashi. Some of them are only on some of the Pshatim of Rashi. But what the third pshat of Rashi addressed is what the Gemara is doing here. What it did not address is the Ein Rachman Bedin. Right? All three pshatim of Rashi seem to focus on having Rachmanus on Nebuch, the poor guy. It says Tosfos three lines before the lines get wide. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dezavan Ara Amitzra de Ravina, Hainu Ametzar Osam Sados Da'akve Ravina Me'ar Baruchos. That when Runya bought this field, it is going on the previous story, like the last pshat in Rashi said, that it was on the border of one of those fields that Ravina had that surrounded Runya's fields. Ravina metzron migimel ruchos, v'runya miruach achas. Afagav da amar ba mekabel hani a. And what the story was that Ravina was the neighbor to this field on three sides. Runya was the neighbor to the field on only one side. Right? So Runya bought a field. He was a neighbor, but he was only a neighbor on one side. Ravina was a neighbor on three sides. So Hani Arba B'nei Metzra, Dekadnu Chalminai V'Zavin, Ma'ed Zavin Zavin. Even though any neighbor can have the right to buy the field first, you don't have to go to a specific neighbor, but Mikamakam Sava Ravina L'Sluke Mishum Shaya Metzra Migimot Stadin. But Ravina thought that's when there are four separate neighbors. So then you can sell to whichever one you want. But when I am three of the neighbors, and he's only one, I should have the right to buy it before he does. So Ravina thought min hadin, he was right, that he should be able to get the field and not Runya. Rak miruach achas, Runya was only on one side. So I'm later of Safra. Safra says to him, no. Amri inchi arba litzala pirish la argadol tzarich litinav den dalad zuzay vidalu litzala arkatan. That the same amount of money, you have to pay the tanner to tan a large hide, you have to pay for a small hide as well. Kolomar tzarich litinam in a katan kama min a gadol sheish tarech bekatan kama begadol. Hachinami, my time adin de bar metzra mishum shiu kalsadol smuchin shiu chalacharshan basachas. What's the whole svar of din de bar metzra? Then you should have all your fields nearby each other, so it'll be easier to manage. So you think it makes a difference just because you have more fields in the area? He also, just because he has fewer fields, he also wants all of his fields nearby each other to make it easier to manage. So this, in this way, Tosfos is shomer himself from all the kashas he has in Rashi. Ravina did make a mistake, and that's the lashon of the Gemara. That Sava Ravina. Ravina thought something, and he was wrong. He thought that he's entitled to that field more than Runya was, but he's not, because Runya is also a bar metzra. What's it doing here? Because it's going on the previous case where they were in the same neighborhood, Runya and Ravina. So in that way, he's mitari, it's all the kashas. And it's not an issue of merachamin bedin. It's not rachmanos. Runya's entitled to it. If the guy chose to sell it to Runya, so he sold it to Runya. Runya's absolutely entitled to it. The final pshat, Rabbeinu Avram Piresh, Tahach Arad Zavon Runya Mitzvah Ravina, Heinra Mitzvah Dosan Sadel Shoy Runya Aris Bahen. This goes back to the story in Bav Metzia that Runya was Ravina's sharecropper. Right? So the field that we're talking about over here, the field in question, is a field that neighbored the field where Runya worked as a sharecropper in Ravina's field before he was fired. Right, so Runya was a sharecropper in Ravina's field, and then he bought the neighboring field to that field. So that was the issue. Is there Dina de Bar Metzra only for the owner of the neighboring field, or also for the sharecropper, the one who's actually in the field and working it every day? So, Kedamrinu Runya Shasla de Ravina Havalek. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Runya was a sharecropper. Vachikamer le Rav Safra le Ravina. Afal pishen Runya begufa karka klum. Granted, Runya doesn't own this land. Mikol bakum halshu ovdan areyu metzran. Kamo damriin shi arba litzala nelson dalat zazalar. Kamo kinsarach litin litzala lumen ama'aved asar. Even though he doesn't own the field, he's still a metzran. He's still someone. He's still considered a neighbor because he's the one there every day. So it'll be just as convenient for him to have the neighboring field while he's working in your field. He'll be able to plow straight, go into his field, and he'll be able to manage the properties so much better if he's able to own property next to you. So in that way, he's also bar metzra. And that's the expression. Dal sal is that it costs the same to buy the actual hide as it does to be ma'abed the hide. What's the point? That sometimes even when you're not purchasing the guf of the item, still it's just as expensive because it's just as important and it's just as chashuv. So Runya's ownership is just as chashuv as your ownership, even though Runya doesn't own the land per se. Okay, new Mishnah. Kosel chatzah shenafel. If you have a kosel in a chatzah that falls down, a wall in a chatzah that falls down, mechayiv nosel v'nosel ad arba amos. So mechayiv, one neighbor can be mechayiv the other neighbor to rebuild it, to pay for the rebuilding up until 4 amos high. V'cheskas shenas nachi avirai shalonas. And if it was rebuilt, the assumption we're going to work with was that he did pay for it, unless you're able to bring a raya that he did not pay for it. Right? Since he was mechayiv to pay for it, so if after a while one of the guys says, hey, you didn't pay for it, we don't believe him. We assume that it was paid for until he's able to bring a raya that it was not paid for. But you cannot be mechayiv a guy to build a wall that's 5, 6, 7 amos high. You can only be mechayiv him to build the first 4 amos of the wall. Anything above that, one neighbor cannot be mechayiv the other neighbor to build. Let's say one neighbor, Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. Reuven says, I want to rebuild the wall to 7 amos high. Shimon says, nah, I'm only paying for 4 amos, right? So he pays for 4 amos, and then a couple of weeks later we notice that Shimon on his side is building a parallel wall to the one that's between their two properties, with the clear intention of putting a roof on it and having like a little room out there, having a guest house out there in his chatzer, in his yard, right? So then we see, he's megalodas, that he's happy with the high wall, that he's happy to have the, whatever it is, 7 amah high wall, not just the 4 amah high wall. So then megalodas alavas hakol, then we're going to make him pay for the entire height of the wall. B'cheska shalonasan, But when we're dealing with a wall that's more than 4 amos high, we're always going to assume that the other neighbor did not pay for it until there's a raya that's brought that he did pay for it. Because the assumption is he wouldn't have to pay for it because he didn't. Because he's not chayiv to pay for more than 4 amos high in a standard case. So if there's a situation where he then builds a parallel wall and now he does have to pay for it, the assumption is that he has not yet paid for it. If you look at Rashi, b'cheska shelo nasan, im ba rishon v'tavol adin, la'achat shesamachas kosel, the kosel rishon, if the first guy comes and is tovehim to adin Torah, after he built that second parallel wall, v'amalo tein li chelkecha b'mashik bati, and he says, at least give me half of the expenses of the new height of the wall, v'zeh omer nasati chelki, and Shimon says, what do you mean, I already paid for that? Eino neman el be'edim. He's not going to be believed unless he can produce edim. She'ein mishpat zagoli l'kol v'achi chavu bezin eino asu liten. Because this is a rule, this is a halacha that people don't really know very well, and therefore a guy generally is not going to pay up until you bring him to bezin for something like this. On certain halachas where everyone knows it's an open and shut case, of course I'm going to have to pay for it. So why go through the tircha of going to bezin? I'll just pay right away. But it's something like this, where not everyone is so familiar with this halacha, that if you build a parallel wall, you're going to have to pay for the full height. We're going to assume that he hasn't paid, unless he's able to prove that he has paid. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, HaKoveh Zman L'Chavero, if a person is Koveh Zman for payment with his friend, right, to pay back a loan, V'amalo Paraticha B'Toch Zmani, and the Shimon says, well, you know, I paid you back within the time. Right, the loan was supposed to be a 20-day loan. Shimon says, I paid you back after 10 days. I'm already all paid up. Eino Naman. We don't believe him. Levai Sheipar Bizmano. Halvai people would pay on time. If people paying early, never happens. Says Tosos, HaKoveya Zman L'Chaveiru Omri Dafka Koveya Zman. That's only if you're Koveya Zman for him to pay up. Avol B'Stam Halva Lo Chashuvay Tok Shloshim Tok Zmano. But a Stam Halva, so if we don't set any time for the Halva, it's just a Stam Halva. So how long do we assume the Halva is? We assume it's 30 days. So is the guy believed to say, I paid back within 30 days? So says Tosfos, yes. He's not believed to say, when you're Koveya 20 days, he's not believed to say he paid back in 10 days. When you're Koveya 2 years, he's not believed to say he paid back after 1 year. But if you're not Koveya anything, and therefore by default it's 30 days, he is Nemet to say he paid back early. What's the Svara? So the Chara, it's a Svara Pshuta. The Svara is very simple, that when I'm Koveya Zman, I'm Megala that I need that amount of time, that I need the money for that amount of time. If I take out a loan, and I make that loan specifically for a year, so I'm Megala that I need that money for a year. The chances of me then coming and paying back within that year, very slim. But a Stam Alva, I'm not Megala anything. I just didn't think to set a time to it. So we just made a Stam Alva. Could be I need the money for 5 minutes. Right? It could be I don't need the money for very long at all. I just didn't express exactly how long I need it for. So it's a Stam Alva. So the default is 30 days. So in those types of situations, certainly, it's evident that the parva goes in May. It's very possible, at least, that a person would pay within his amount of time that he's supposed to pay. Right, even earlier than the set time that he's supposed to pay. Now, Tosos points out over here that if we're gonna say he's not Nema to say that he paid early, you have to say that there must be Edim that he was Chayiv something in the first place. Right, so it says at the bottom, V'nir li sheyesh edim shechayev lo v'kavel ozman. Di lavach, if there are no edim that he owed him anything, nehem ni shepar tok zman abimigodi bayam lo v'esali klum. The guy should be believed, yeah, he should be able to say, I paid you back early, and you should believe me that I paid back early, migo that I could have denied that you ever lent me any money in the first place. Olo kavatali shum zman. Or maybe I could have said that, yeah, you lent me money, but you never were koveya any zman for me. And therefore, I would be neman to say that I paid back early if you were not koveya zman, if we were just a stam halva. So believe me that you were koveya zman, and I paid back within the zman, because I could have had these other tainas that would have gotten me off the hook. And later on, the Gemara is going to have a shayla at the end of today's daf, whether we say migo b'makom chazaka. Umikol makom, says Tosos, Ein lahu chiyach mikan, do not prove from here the ksav reish lakish hamal ves chaver beidim ein sarak leporo beidim. You cannot prove from our Gemara that if someone lends money with Edim, that you need not pay back with Edim. Meaning, because what's Tosos saying? That the Gemara only makes sense if there were Edim that Shimon owes Reuven the money. If there are no Edim that Shimon owes Reuven the money, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense because he could just be believed with the Migo, right? But wait a second, if there are Edim that he owed him the money, doesn't the payback have to be with Edom also? So forget about people not paying back early. You can't pay back unless they're Edom present. So maybe this Gemara is a raya that you don't need to pay back with Edim, that even when the halva'a was with Edim, you don't need to pay back with Edim. Tos says, no, it's not a raya at all. You know why? Tos says, all we need for our Gemara to work is Edim that Reuven and Shimon had a deal and Shimon owes Reuven money. We don't need Edim that saw Reuven lend Shimon the money. It's a big difference. The Edom might have only seen Shimon go over to Reuven 2 months after the loan and say, you're right, I admit, I owe you the money, and the money is due on such and such a date. That's all the Edom needed to see. They didn't have to see the actual halva. Now, even if you hold a malvas chaver b'edim sarach l'paro b'edim, that when a loan happens with Edom, you need to pay back with Edom, that's only when they saw the actual original loan with Edom. But if all the Edom saw was an admission at a later date, but they never saw the actual loan, then l'kulei alma ain't sarach l'paro b'edim. So says Tosfos, don't use our Gemara as a raya in that machlokas of malvas chaver b'edim sarach l'paro b'edim or ain't sarach l'paro b'edim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Abaye v'Rava darmi tarvayu avin nish tapara begozinei. Abaye and Rava both say, no, very often a person does pay back early. Zimnin de mishramele zuzei, because sometimes he'll run into some cash, he'll make a deal, whatever. Sometimes people's businesses don't pay them, you know, a set amount of money every 2 weeks, every month, or whatever. Sometimes they can make all their money for the year in a 1 month time frame. So he's going to run into some cash, and that's when he's going to start paying off everything before he doesn't have it. Right? So Amar easily pare, kechid l'litrudan. I'd rather pay it now so that I'm not bothered with it later on. I don't want the guy to be annoying me later on to pay it, so it's in my best interest to pay it right now. Says Tosos, Avagavdu perkeish b'chartzanan, b'char b'toch shloshim b'cheska shlo nifta. But in Perkeish b'char we say that a b'char, within 30 days, we have a chazaka that the pidyon ben money was not paid up. Why don't we say the same svara as we do over here, that maybe he ran into money and he wanted to pay it up? V'amri d'hasam lo shayich haitayim d'lo litrudan, d'av moment shein lo tovin. Says the Ri, no, it's not shaykh to say over there that he'll pay up in order that he shouldn't be bothered with it later, because who's going to bother him? It's Mamon Shein Lotov, you can give it to any Kohen you want. There's no one to bother him anyway. Miu Kashal Rebbe Mperek HaShol, Da'amar Bo Mi Rebbe Yane, Sokar Manasati, Maskar Malon Natalti, Almi Lahavi Raya. The Gemara over there says if there's a dispute between the Sokar and the Maskir, whether there was ever a payment, so who has to prove what? So the Gemara over there says, well, if it's Betoch Hazman, look at Pidyon HaBen. We assume that Betoch Hazman wasn't paid up. So it says, tells us, wait a second, but if I'm correct that you can't compare Pidyon HaBen to a case of Mamon Sheyesh Lo Tovin, because Pidyon HaBen, there's no single guy that's going to be Tovea him, why does the Gemara compare it to a case of Socher Maskir? So Tos says you have to say that the svar of lo litrudan applies to Bukhar also. What's the svar? Who's going to be torate him? Who's going to bother him? No one's going to bother him. Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bother him. He has weighing heavily on him the fact that he still has this mitzvah to do, that he owes money for the mitzvah. And that alone is also a tirda. So it tells us back to the original kasha then. So why by Bechar do we assume a guy did not pay within 30 days? Big difference. Over here, you know you owe the money. You already owe it. It's just a question of when the zman up your own is, so you want to pay it early. By Bechar, you don't know for sure that you're going to owe the money. People don't like to think like this, but the baby was born. Who knows if the baby's going to make it to 30 days? And if the baby doesn't make it to 30 days, you're not going to owe the money. So it's not, the chiyuv hasn't set in yet. So why would you pay before you're even chayiv to pay? So says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan, b'cheska shenasan ad sheyavi raya shelo nasan. We assume it was paid unless he's able to bring a raya that it was not paid. In our Mishnah, for the first four amos of the wall. Hey chidami, so what are we talking about? Ilema damar leparticha bizmani. If the guy claimed I paid on time, pshita b'cheska shenasan, then of course it's b'cheska that he paid, because we assume people do pay on time. Elav damar leparticha b'tochzmani. So it must be the case in our Mishnah is that he said that I paid early. Alma avadinish tapari b'tok zimnei. So you see from our Mishnah, people sometimes do pay early. So it says, no, shayni hacha, dekol shafa v'shafa zimnehu. There is no b'tok zimnei in our Mishnah, because each row of bricks is a new zman piron. You're supposed to pay as the construction goes. Tashma another ayah, b'cheska shalonas nachi avirai shenasan. When we're talking above four amos of height, we say it's b'cheskas that he hasn't paid until he's able to bring a ray that he did pay. Say, chidami. If he's claiming that he paid on time, why shouldn't he be believed? If it was the Zman of Piron. So must be he's claiming he paid early, and you see a riot that people don't pay early. Says Marno, no, over here it's different because the guy doesn't think he's ever going to have to pay. He says, more than 4 amos of a wall? Who ever heard of paying for more than 4 amos? So he doesn't think he's ever going to have to pay. That's why we assume he didn't pay early. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, Avdika, Abaye. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Shua did like Abaye, Virava, and Mar Bar Avashi, Avad Kresh Lakish. And Mar Bar Avashi paskin like Kresh Lakish. Again, Abaye and Rava were the ones that held people do pay early. Kresh Lakish said people don't pay early. Vilksa Kresh Lakish, Afil me ask me. We paskin like Kresh Lakish, and even from Yisom, you're allowed to collect. Vyaflagav Damar Mar, Habali Par Mitzi Yisom Lo Yipar El Bishvua, even though normally if you want to get paid from Yisomim, you need to take a Shvua. Chazaka lo avin nishta parva gozimni. Over here we have a chazaka that people don't pay back early, and therefore you can collect from your yisomim even without a shvuah. Okay, tomorrow we'll do migablakim chazaka.